back to the Alex Jones Show here on Sunday Night Live, the Alex Jones Network. I am your guest host, Royce White. I'm in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And men, GOP may be ground zero for the great revenge of the rhinos in midterms here, 2026, year of our Lord, 2026. Revenge of the rhinos against Mike Lindell and myself. And I was happy to see President Trump endorse Ken Paxton. I hope it's a sign of things to come, sir. I have to say, I'm at my wit's end watching all of these people, Republicans, establishment Republicans, who are all but openly subversive. And we're starting to weed them out one by one. Tom Tillis goes down. Mitch McConnell's going down. John Thune. I mean, it would. I hope John Thune's on his way out. As an aside, can we all just say, can we just talk about this? Don't feed me any BS about removing John Thune. Okay? Don't feed me the BS. We're going to remove. It's not about removing him. It's about what is the organizing principles of the United States Senate and who is the majority leader going to be? Will they nuke the filibuster? They should nuke the filibuster. In principle, I get it. In practice, it has to go. We cannot have unsecured elections across the entire 2026 midterms. It just can't happen. And as much as I like to see the result with Ken Paxton, it was a great outcome. That election wasn't secure. Thomas Massie's election wasn't secure. And I told you people that Thomas Massie was soft. Why'd he even concede that election? If he knows, we all know that the election wasn't secure. Why'd he concede the election? And I'm not saying that I support Thomas Massie over the president. They got their own little personal quarrel. You know, if we could sit him down in a room and talk to him and mediate it, maybe it's possible. It probably isn't. People are stubborn. I get it. But I can tell you one thing. Our enemies are unified. You know what Minnesota shows you? Minnesota shows you that the Minnesota Democratic Caucus, their convention, overwhelmingly endorsed Peggy Flanagan, who is crazy. I mean, absolutely unmoored from reality. She's our current lieutenant governor. She's going to become a United States senator unless the president of the United States comes in and helps myself and Mike Lindell straighten out this corrupt hellhole we live in. Corrupt is the federalize the state. The elections are not secure. They're not going to be secure. They're not passing the Save America Act. Federalize the state of Minnesota. Appoint the senator and governor. Sir, I'm that radical. I'm that radical. And I don't have any qualms about it. This is a failed commie state. It's subversive. At the nursery homes, at the elderly homes, in the dementia wards, they had 100% voter turnout. 100% voter turnout in the dementia wards. But let the rhino establishment tell it, I lost to Amy Klobuchar in 2024, because they would rather affirm a corrupt and an unsecure election for a radical Democrat, they never see the rise of a young, ultra-MAGA, Christo-nationalist, populist, MAGA, America First candidate. They will take an Amy Klobuchar 9 times out of 10, and that's who John Thune is, that's who Tom Tillis is, that's who Murkowski and Collins are. That's who John Cornyn was. There's a whole list of them. That's who Tom Emmer is. Oh, there's a whole list of them. We're going full tilt now. The gloves are off. Nobody's getting a pass. We're going scorched earth for the next 60 days until the August 11th primary in the state of Minnesota, the fallen commie state of Minnesota. Here from the belly of the beast, I'm your guest host. I'll be right back after a brief break.
thanks for having me. Before I start, wanted to pitch a couple of the products there for the listeners. The bovine colostrum's been fantastic. My mom had tremendous results, similar to the results your mom had with her hair and skin. Methylene blue, the mental clarity, the focus has been amazing. I just found that I just needed to up the dose a little bit from the recommendation, and then that really hit. So definitely helps to support the broadcast. Alex, the reason you're so successful and the reason so many people chime in is because you have the best guests. That does include Victor Boot, but I will reference the legendary Gerald Celente. What does he say time after time? When there's nothing left, they take us to war.
The bovine colostrum is incredible. The methylene blue, you fund us. You're our funders, not the Israelis or the Muslims or the Russians or the U.S. government. You fund us at thealexjonesstore.com. And the new news site for all the feeds and articles is alexjoneslive.com. And on Rumble, rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. We'll be right back.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Sweet dreams are made of these.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Royce White, here in the belly of the beast. You're watching the Alex Jones Network. We are the tip of the spear here for the truth. People seeking the truth, the search for the truth. I hope you can pick up some of the truth that I'm putting down here today. It's going to be a fiery 60-day run from now until the August 11th primary. Mark it down. Phone all your friends in Minnesota. Tell them they have to show up en masse. I'm going to be here in the inner beltway getting the votes that Minnesota Republicans have never sought to get before in the primary, but all of it will be for naught because our elections are not secure and they're not going to be secure. And that's the tough, that's the cold hard truth. The cold hard truth is none of these elections are secure. Let's just keep it real, okay? Let's stop with all the happy talk and the half measures, all the half-stepping, as they used to say in the neighborhood. Ain't no half-stepping, all right? Half-stepping's over. These elections aren't secure. Ken Paxton's election wasn't secure. Tom Massey's election wasn't secure. None of these elections are secure. Why aren't they secure? Why is it so much to ask for secure elections? That would be because they don't want them to be secure. Duh. Who doesn't want them to be secure? The same Republicans that talk about election security and use electronic clickers at their own convention because they're lazy. I tell you, convenience will be the death of freedom. Convenience will be the death of freedom. You get the government you deserve, and by God, we all will. And the government we deserve is the exact government we have, full of deep state urchins. Deep state urchins is what they are. Apparatchiks. Deep state demons. They're demonic. Not only the leftists who celebrate the mass genocide of our own unborn citizens, they're driving around mobile abortion units at their conventions. Not only that, I mean, if you have to have an abortion, let's just talk about it, okay? I'm a Catholic born and raised. If the Catholic Church has held one line that I can respect, even though the current Pope must have his brain inside out about the mass migration problem there in his own continent of Europe, let alone his comments about ours, his brain must be inside out about the dangers of mass immigration. Mr. President, restart the mass deportations. Send Bovino back. Send Bovino back to Minnesota. We have to deport 15 to 20 million foreign invaders as an appetizer. Or we don't have a country. And oh, by the way, we're behind schedule on deporting as many people as Biden and Obama did. What the hell is even that? What the hell is even that? We better at least hit Obama's mark in deportations. And if we don't, I don't even know what it says. The implications of if we do not deport at least as many foreign invaders as President Barack Obama did, the implications of that are so harrowing, it will keep me up tonight. I don't know who's advising what. I don't know to what end. But I can tell you this. If we do not deport 15 to 20 million foreign invaders, we will lose the 2026 midterms and the 2028 presidential, and they will let in another 15 to 20 million foreign invaders as sure as the sun will rise. Mass deportations. Mass deportations. But that's not even the problem. The real problem is we have conservatives who refuse to conserve anything. What have you conserved? You haven't conserved anything. Red flag laws running rampant all across the country, especially here in Minnesota. But I still go back to the abortions because, I mean, you know, I'm a Catholic, like I was saying. I went off on a tangent. I'm sorry. I'm passionate. Born and raised Catholic. If there's one thing the Catholic Church has held the line on, it's the determination that abortion is, in fact, a mortal sin. Now, here's the thing. You can be forgiven for mortal sins, but you surely have to repent. You have to acknowledge that there is sin, and that's not something the Democrat Party is willing to do. However, part of repenting for the mortal sin is to recognize that it is indeed a sin and that there's not a workaround for the repentance. And I don't hear any of these rhino establishment Republicans saying, yeah, we're Christians and we're trying to win these elections. We know some women are gonna commit mortal sins by having abortions, and we want to try and evangelize all of them and repent for those sins. That's not their pitch. Not even close. Their pitch is they're Democrats and MAGA hats, and you people make me absolutely sick to my stomach. Absolutely sick to my stomach. It's all through the convention. Oh, people coming up as they give you the Minnesota passive aggressive thing. Oh, you had a great speech. Your speech, wow, powerful. You gave the best speech by far. Man, I haven't heard a speech that good since. I don't know the speech. I'm not giving a speech to give a good speech. I'm telling you the way it is. Referendum. Right here, right now, in this room, what does the Minnesota Republican Party stand for? If the sanctity of life is no longer a pillar of this party platform, let that be known. Run as Democrats. Run as communists. Run as secular humanists. Run as atheists. Run as the ultra, pragmatic and politically moderate Republican Party. Don't even talk about Christ, but stop reading the invocations. Before the convention, stop using the name of Christ to perpetuate a war in Israel and then come on home and make a justification for killing the unborn. You people make me sick. No wonder you don't like a Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell represents everything that you hate when you look in the mirror. Mike Lindell represents a man who hit rock bottom, and would kill a lesser man. Many of lesser men have died walking the primrose path that Mike Lindell has during his life. And what you hate about him is he was pulled out of that dark place by Christ. Tell it like it is. You don't have a problem with Mike Lindell because he was on crack or because of some problems that he's had with his business. He's built a better business than any of you could hope to build in 10 lifetimes, let alone yours now. That's not why you don't like Mike Lindell. You don't like Mike Lindell because he was at rock bottom, death grip by Satan himself, on crack cocaine, and Christ pulled him out of the abyss, and you resent that. You resent it. Say, you're not fooling me with your Kendall Qualls and Lisa Daymuth. Oh, there are a couple good black candidates. Don't you dare. Don't you ever out there vote for me or support me because I'm black. You vote for me, you support me because I tell you the way it is, and I'll hold the line. Win, lose, or draw, come hell or high water, I will die to hold the line. If one of those stupid gay communists would have pulled out a six shooter and tried to shoot me there on the street, we should all be so lucky. We should all be so lucky to die in the name of Christ. We should all be so lucky. That's why you vote for Royce White or support Royce. Care about the identity politics. Sure. You know, I'm black. I can go down into the city. I was in the city today. You know, at my basketball game here, it was a tense game between a couple of rival teams, got a lot of history, been playing against each other since they were in the sixth grade. And now they're at 15 years old. People are starting to get a little more serious about the about sports and what it all means because it becomes a business. And so tempers flared. And guys that I've known for many years from both sides, you know, kind of were got pretty intense. And because I'm coach and people trust my word on things and, you know, I have a good rapport with people in the community, the same community that we say we want to extract votes from, I was able to calm things down. And we got out of there without a brawl, a full-blown brawl, which could have turned into something else, I'm just telling you. Happens all the time. I can actually go into that community and articulate why self-governance is the only option now for everyone who faces the dark shadow of a global technocratic empire. But you stupid gay rhinos don't want me to do that because you're in on that scam. You're all in for some data centers. You're all in for some global technocratic surveillance sponsored by who? I don't know. Who's gonna do the hard wiring? Is it gonna be the CCP like they got there in London? The CCTV in London there has components and infrastructure brought to you by the Chinese Communist Party. They're giving their country to Muslims. They're giving their infrastructure and their surveillance system to the Chinese. What will they think of next there in Europe? Oh, I know. How about the aristocrats or the monarchs wear $2 billion head dresses in a time of economic recession? That's just brilliant. Wicked brilliant there. Wicked brilliant there, sir. Mr. King, stupid idiot. Idiot is what you are. You're an idiot. You are a pompous, arrogant, fat, royal, demonic idiot. And you know, I said it publicly. I'm very public. Listen, President Trump has the chance to save this republic. And the way I think he does it is never give the government back to these people. Let's get our priorities straight. Secure the elections, deport the mass deportations, get ourselves organized properly about our foreign policy. We got to kick out all these Israeli shields, same as the shields for the Muslim Brotherhood. Get them all out, all of them. Go, just go. Go, get churched and get out of here. And then keep the government, because if you give the government back to the Democrats, as Nick Fuentes suggested, and I think Nick is smart, and he's young, and just as I've been watching him, he's grown a lot. So have I. I'm 35. Nobody's fully formed yet when they're 28 or 35. I'm saying stuff now. I may come back 3 years from now and be like, hey, that one night on Sunday, I went off. Hey, let me say this. You know, I think this now. That happens. Probably not. Because I'm deeply convicted about the things I'm saying. And I'm super serious about this. If we give the Democrats back this government in 26 or 28, as sure as the sun will rise, they will let in another 15 to 20 million foreign invaders. The only question we have to ask ourselves in this party and in this movement is, do you think that the country can take another 15 to 20 million foreign invaders? If the answer is no, then it's obvious we can't give them the government back under any circumstances. You think AOC is going to change her stance about mass illegal immigration? I mean, in what world? You have to be stupid enough to bring waters to communists outside the Minnesota GOP convention to believe that an AOC or any of these other commiecrats would change their position on mass illegal immigration. You have to be stupid, naive, dumb, arrogant, or in on it. Now, I withhold my judgment that you folks are in on it out of a convivialness and a hope for a silly hope for collaboration. But we can tap dance around it all you want to. Listen, here's the interesting thing. The rubber's going to meet the road one way or another. Whether we like it or not, none of us, and I mean none of us, will be able to tap dance around the truth forever. You either tell the truth or you die a liar. But eventually, the truth will set you free. Eventually. Now, where you're going, that's a different story entirely. And I tell you now, losing an election may hurt, but I can almost guarantee that the burn of ashes and molten in hell will be much more painful. So I'm not going with you. I'm sorry. Sorry, I'm not sorry. I'm not going to hell with you people. I don't care about nominations. I don't care about these elections. Y'all don't want to secure these elections anyway. I'm not going to hell with you. I'm just not. Not doing it. Can't do it for you. I can do a lot of things for you, but that I cannot do. I cannot forsake our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the scripture, and go on and saunter on to hell with y'all. I'm not doing it. I can't. I mean, you can't ask me to. Can you really ask a man to do that? Can you ask a man to go to hell with you? Seriously? I mean, that's just a saying. I'll go to hell and back with you. That's just a saying. I don't even like that. I'm not going to hell with you people. And the fact that you would even consider, let alone cast a vote to endorse an openly pro-choice woman who said she would die on the hill for a woman's right to choose to kill her own children is so perverse. I don't even know where to begin. And then you people have the audacity to come up to me and say, God bless you. God bless you. Oh, God bless you. Your speech was so powerful. God bless you. You're so right. God bless you. Now, I know some of you really genuinely believe that because I had 25% of the vote in the endorsing convention, as the clicker said. Now, there were anomalies, irregularities. People have called for the entire convention to be invalidated because we can't trust the clicker situation, the electronic voting of the men GOP endorsement. But I know what a lot of these people think. I know why they supported Kendall Qualls, who's a raging globalist. Carlton black guy, country club Republican, stupid political philosophy, dumb, corny, can't give a speech, can't speak because he's not speaking from the heart. He's trying to keep up lies. And when you cross over 50 and you're trying to keep up lies, you lose eloquence. That's what happened to Joe Biden. The reason why President Trump is still able to give a pretty coherent speech, because he has an organizing principle and philosophy. And Joe Biden lost his because he lost his soul. When President Barack Obama reaches a very old age, it's going to be very difficult for him to give a coherent speech too, because he's a liar. And when you have a fragmented brain, let alone a fragmented spirit, it has a way of fragmenting the thought. That's why I can give a 10-minute speech with not one word written down or prepared. People were asking me for weeks in advance of the convention, oh, I can't wait to hear your speech. I can't wait to hear your speech. Do you know what you're going to say? You should say this. You should say that. I'm sitting there going, you know what? Okay, yeah, thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you. I know you want to be entertained. You want to be moved. You want to be inspired. I'm not saying it's all fluff. You want to be motivated. And I'll do it for you. I can do a lot of things for you. I can give you a speech right off the cuff because the truth doesn't need a script. Like right here, I don't need a script. I don't need any papers. I don't need any notes because we're not to the point where we have to check the facts. The facts are right in our face. I don't need any notes or scripts or news stories to check the facts. We're not to that point yet. We're not to the fact-checking stage yet. The ugly truth is so in our face, we can't even get to the UFOs. We can't even get to the UFOs. What we need to talk about, these aliens. Get the aliens out of our country that invaded. Let's get those aliens out. With all due respect to Paulina Luna and Tim Burchett and all these folks that are trying to, you know, and there is something to be said that the shadow government and deep state and people who are involved in these programs have secrets that have huge implications for the rest of the world, let alone our own country, and maybe even something sinister. There's something to be said for that. I get it. But, you know, stay razor focused. If there's some, you know, exceptional power source that comes from the secrets of this you know, UAP phenomenon or whatever the case may be, great. That'll be great. Free, cheaper energy for everybody, you know, first here in America. That would be great. That would change things, no doubt. And Tim Burchett said it. He said, these people don't want this technology to proliferate because then we wouldn't have a justification to be involved in these wars for energy in the Middle East. I hear you, Mr. Burchett. I got you. But first, we're going to deport 20 million foreign invaders. First, we're going to deport 20 million illegal aliens from our country. These aliens. Till we get these aliens out of here. I'm just saying. Maybe I'm crazy. No, I think you all are crazy who say Michelle Tafoya can be pro-choice. I mean, what do the unborn really matter when we're talking about the you know, the outcomes of our elections? We have to win. We have to win. All that matters is winning. You people make me sick. You disgust me. No, because see, when I just coached my 15-year-old boys, it wasn't all about the winning. It's how they played. In fact, I actually put us in vulnerable positions as a coach. I make us play a style that requires the utmost intensity, focus, discipline, self-control of emotions, the ebbs and flows and highs and lows of a basketball game. You had to play for me. You have to be able to be stoic, concrete in your resolve, because we ask you to go 90% all game long. And when you're tired, you get a sub. And when you come to the bench, you don't have time to wallow in your fatigue. You have to pull yourself together, focus on your breathing, because you're going right back in there for your brother when he needs a sub. That's a war of attrition, and that's the style of basketball I play, I coach. That's the style of politics I'm going to bring. And in that sense, it's not just about winning. It's how we play, and it's how we win. And more importantly, it's why we win. And if our plan isn't to win, to preserve the sanctity of life and protect our unborn and rededicate this country to Christ like we just celebrated there in the nation's capital, a huge rededication to Christ, but you're going to send money to a pro-choice rhino, you people make me sick. You deserve to die under communist rule. You want to go parlay and party with the Satanists so bad? You go caucus with them, and you go live under their rule, and you go die there. Watching the Alex Jones Show here on Sunday Night Live. I'm in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. We'll be right back in a moment. Stay tuned.
We have to get more people hired. We have to finish the new big studios. We have to have our legal defense and offense, and we have to move forward. So now is the time. Have we not delivered to you in the fight against tyranny? Have you not delivered supporting us at Symbiotic? A win-win situation. Like he says in Gladiator, after he chops up, you know, the four guys just a few seconds, he says, are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? And I say, are you not empowered? Are the tyrants not scared? Are they not coming after me and my crew? You want somebody to fight? You want somebody to stand up for you? Well, then you got to back them. And those that have backed us, I salute you from the bottom of my heart. And those that have shared the articles and videos, that's great. But it's different classes of people. There's people that tune in and get the knowledge, but are scared or lazy or whatever. Then there's people that at least share the articles and videos, and Paul Revere it. We appreciate you. Okay? So you got like copper, you know, in the bottom, at least you listen, but I hope people learn from this through osmosis or something. Then you got the silver folks that at least share the articles and videos to wake up other people. And then you got the gold standard, the people that do it all, and the people that get great products that are smart enough to say, wow, this guy really knows what he's talking about. I believe him. He'd only sell me something that works. And then they try it. We have a 90%+ reorder rate with supplements because I wouldn't sell you something that doesn't work. I'm not stupid. That's why I don't serve evil. I know the second, third, fourth order events of it will destroy me. Plus, I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. I feel good being truthful. I feel good being honest. I feel good stomping tyrants politically into the ground nonviolently. Slashing their throats nonviolently, stabbing ice picks in their heads nonviolently, cutting their heads off nonviolently, ripping their entrails out politically nonviolently. I like just breaking their bones and grinding them down to make my bread. Fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell the blood of satanic globalist scum. Be they alive or be they dead, I'll grind their bones to make my bread. You want somebody to fight for you? Well, you better believe you got it. The real McCoy, the spirit of resistance and victory, and they know it, and it's why they fear it. And if you will simply join me and ask God for this spirit to lead, God, and direct us, the spirit that overcomes, God doesn't give us over a spirit of weakness and fear, but one is a roaring lion that conquers, that destroys tyrants, that overcometh. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. And we are the crucible. We are the shield of the people. We are the standard. We have the Spirit. We have the will. But we have to have no fear and commit to this fight. Give me your word of mouth. Give me your prayers to God for our providence and support, because if God be with us, who can stand against us? And financially support us now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Become a VIP. Cancel any time. It's no commitment. You just get all the best deals. $30 a month spend, instantly $40 to buy whatever you want. You make 10 bucks right there. Special offers, sales on top of sales for everybody, and special offers at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Commit. Be a VIP. You can also donate on the site at the donate button. Just take action now. But those of you that have supported us, you know who you are, and I thank you from the bottom of my soul.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today. Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show here on Sunday Night Live, the Alex Jones Network. I'm your guest host, Royce White, in the belly of the beast. Minneapolis, Minnesota. Am I even a guest host anymore? Am I still a guest host? I don't think so. I guess I'm just a Sunday night host. I got a regular spot here. Wow. What an honor. Thank you, Alex, for your friendship and for allowing me to do this on Sunday night. I hope I haven't gotten too crazy here this weekend. I'm calling for the federalization of states. President Trump to keep the government mass deporting 20 million foreign invaders. Let's scratch the aliens in outer space until we get out the illegal aliens here in our country. The men GOP has become a pro-choice men GOP overnight before my very eyes. I'm absolutely disgusted. We're going full Krieg on the rhinos in the next 60 days until the Minnesota August 11th primary. I feel good, don't you all? This is great. I'm grateful. What a time to be alive. God calls us to be the salt of the earth, and we get the opportunity to do just that. Just that. Right here, right now, in our lifetime, we're at a pivotal moment in this nation, in our Christian community, in our party, our political party, in our political, in our political circumstance. We get to be the salt of the earth. We get to bear witness. We get to rebuke and refute. We get to lift up the name of Christ. as it should be. And if need be, we get to fight a war, even within our own household, if need be. If need be, within our own household. I talked about this on Saturday morning on my Real America's Voice show, but I'll share it with you all here tonight. I have a development in this controversy that hit the public about my ex-wife filing for an OFP, which of course I'm sure worked on Boomer Cons in the conventions. Like,
oh, he's got allegations of domestic abuse that makes him qualified with reservations. How can he win? How can he win over Minnesota suburban white women with domestic violence allegations? Oh, shut your mouth, you pansy. Shut your mouth, you stupid, gay, Fox News Trotskyite. You still believe in the mainstream media? You still believe in the corrupt kangaroo courts? Well, just as an update, my 12-year-old daughter, was posted on her mother's social media page with artificial intelligence enhanced, visually enhanced breasts in a swimming pool. That's what we're up against. That's the real underlying culture war here, people. And I know you conservatives can't bring yourself to confront it. And it's not about the AOCs and the Peggy Flanagans. You know, the radical feminists there on the progressive left or in the socialist Democrats. Let's just call them what they are. They're commie-crats. It's not about the crazy women over there. It's about the crazy women in your own conservative home. It's about their crazy that you don't want to confront. The crazy in your own conservative household. Women who say they're Republican, but they're pro-choice, and they don't really see a problem with putting glitter on a 12-year-old girl's cleavage and having her post her cleavage on the internet. They don't really see a problem with that. They don't think a father should have the right, the natural born right, to reject that his daughter be posted online in that way. And in that way, we are undone. We are betrayed. In Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, it's Isaiah 3:12. It says, "My people who are misled, ruled by their women and oppressed by their children." I think of the black community immediately. It's like, damn, the Bible is so prophetic. My people led astray, ruled by their women, oppressed by their children. And that's exactly what we have in the black community. Exactly what we have in the black community. Ruled by our Kamala Harris women and the Black Woman Caucus. Terrorized, oppressed by our children who now run around the streets with automatic weapons. And here you have a young coach who tries to instill principle into my young players while still teaching them the game and how to have fun living and playing with principle. But I'm unfit. I'm unfit. You'll kill an unborn child, won't you? You're all good with that. You're all good with some pro-choice, conservative Trotskyite rhinos, aren't you? Say it. Just say it. Say you're pro-choice. Let's get it out on the table. Because you aren't going to be in my presence and claim to be Christian, to be a follower of Christ, because you're willing to fight a war for Israel, but you won't protect the unborn in America. I'm glad we've come to this. This is clarifying. This is actually so clarifying. I feel blessed. Although I'm passionate and I'm convicted, I have a righteous indignation right now about the whole ordeal. I can't tell you how disappointed I am that Mike Lindell didn't get the endorsement. I'm glad he decided to run a primary. I'm going to be running a primary as well. I owe him one because I was endorsed in 2024, and every Republican stalwart up and down the ladder came out to endorse my opponent, endorse against the endorsing convention, the endorsement. And they came up with all the excuses why, mostly because I'm anti-Semitic, but that's not the real reason. The real reason is I believe in having a country
and the globalist rhinos don't, and the Israel firsters don't, and the Republican establishment doesn't. The Rudy Boschewitzes, the Norm Colemans, the Tim Pawlentes, all of them. These people are not Republicans. And you know what? It scares you all. It scares you. It probably scares the president of the United States. He's probably looking at who's really with us? And for that reason, I extend the president a bunch of grace personally, in my opinion. I've said this every week and I'm on the show. The reason I extend the president a great deal of grace, because I know that we, the people, have not had enough yet. He has to play with the people who show up, who have shown up, and he's outnumbered. And we all know he's outnumbered. Why do we know he's outnumbered? We can look in the mirror and see a person in the mirror who's not willing to hold the line ourselves. Now, Alex Jones can't be counted on that list. Alex Jones is willing to hold the line. So when Alex Jones looks in the mirror at night, he can feel good about what he sees. Some of you, stupid, gay, Fox News Trotskyites, can't stand the person you see in the mirror. And I'm very clear about that. I'm relieved. Spiritually, I'm relieved. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. We'll be persecuted in the name, for Christ's name, for his name's sake, we will be persecuted. For the scripture, for the gospel, for our Christian faith, we will be persecuted. But I'm not going to let you kill me. I'm not going to let you execute me. I'm not going to let you prosecute me. You can persecute me all you want to, but I guarantee you, I will stand on faith and rebuke and refute you blasphemers. Blasphemy, heresy, artifice. Fight a war for Israel in the name of Christ and give up your principles of pro-life right here in the Minnesota Republican Party. You people should be absolutely ashamed of yourselves. Absolutely and utterly ashamed of yourselves. And I'm going to shame you every chance I get. And what we're going to find out in this primary is not only where the Minnesota GOP delegates are, which again, there are a lot of patriots and Christians in that room. Don't get me wrong. A lot of posers too. And now we're going to go to the next round of finding out where the bigger sample size of Minnesota Republican voters are. That's what these elections are about. They're referendums on the important issues. That's what it's about. It's about providing people with a message that hits on the truth and letting them decide. It's not personal for me. I mean, come on, look at me. You really think I get up in the morning and say to myself, my life is over. Oh my goodness. A bunch of Fox News watching boomer cons believe that Michelle Tafoya is going to talk her way into the end zone. That doesn't bother me at all. I laugh at it. It's laughable. I was at the convention, then I came off stage there and I saw, and first of all, Michelle Tafoya was supposed to go before me. We pre-drew balls like a lottery for the speaking order for the Senate candidates. And Michelle Tafoya was supposed to go before me. And right at game time, they just switched the order of their own volition. Going to be another part of the lawsuit. If you don't follow the rules of the convention, at the very minimum, you're going to give my campaign its $10,000 back, if not more. At the very minimum. Follow the rules. Follow the rules. Qualify with reservations. Tell the truth. I committed to abide by the endorsement. Now I'm not, because the rules of the convention weren't followed. And at each moment they'll go, oh, well, did that really make a difference? Did that really make a difference? Well, your own rhino establishment state house representatives are saying that the convention should be invalidated. So you can't call Royce crazy anymore, because I find myself agreeing with the rhinos. That's how bad things have gotten here in Minnesota. The party is damn near defunct. You stupid gay Fox News watching Trotskyites didn't endorse Mike Lindell. The man is an absolute American hero, and you're so cowardly and cucked by these communists Your entire worldview, your entire political strategy, your entire political philosophy is steeped in what the communists think.
Is he going to be able to get, you know, Democrats?
What Democrats? What Democrats are you talking about? Exactly. The ones who put the stupid Minnesota loon and on their profile picture and say that nobody's illegal on foreign land, those Democrats? Any Democrats who need anything more than the evidence that Tim Walz has overseen at least $20 billion worth of fraud, any Democrats who need more evidence than that are communists. Say it again. Any Democrats who need more evidence than what Tim Walz has already done are communists. They don't mind paying $20 billion in Minnesota state tax money, taxpayer money, to Somalis to retain the right to choose. We're paying Somalis to keep the right to choose. That's what we're doing in Minnesota. That's the game in Minnesota, guys. I'm just put it out there, President Trump, you got to federalize the state because currently we cannot hope to have a union fortified with the favor of God as long as we allow satanic communists to pay Somalis to retain the right to kill their own unborn children. That is an infamia, sir. Do I have to run in 2028? Do I have to run in 2020? I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I'm 35. I shouldn't. I don't want to do that, guys. Please. Can we get it together? Can we get this thing together? Secure the elections. Executive order. National security. Federalize the states, the blue states that don't want to do it. Let them mobilize the stupid, the little National Guard. Let's see how long that plays. Those boys are going to be cutting and running. Those boys are going to be defecting. They're not going to hold the line because they know that it's based on a lie. You tell me what National Guard folks are going to hold the line here in Minnesota to let Tim Walz and the communists give $20 billion of their tax money to Somalis while the dementia wards have 100% voter turnout. You tell me. What serviceman or woman is really going to hold that line when push comes to shove, hell or high water? It ain't going to happen. Tim Walz is going to have himself and a handful of these Antifa crackheads, okay, these Antifa cokeheads, these Antifa, you know, I don't even know what drug they're doing, LSD, I don't know what microdosing, you know, they're shoving LSD in their butt or whatever they're doing, I don't know. LSD dildos, I don't know what these people are up to. They're weird. And you want to argue with them. The Minnesota GOP chair wants to have an intellectual highbrow debate with the LSD dildo communists. Not me. Oh, I'm past the intellectual highbrow debate with the communists. I just want to rebuke and refute. Go right up to them, put your finger in their face and say, "You're a communist. We know exactly who you are and what you're trying to do." That's it. That's where we are now. That's exactly where we are now. And they all know it. See, the thing is, they know it. They know where we're at. They're ready for it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. There's no in-betweens. Only even some of these public figures you see, they're running out here acting like, well, we do have to think about our policy on transgenders, like Bill Maher. You know, he's just out there trying to, you know, mellow the waters so they can lull us all back to sleep and take over again. That's all. They're just trying to soften their position on radical ideas so they can lull us all to sleep, think we're playing by the same set of rules, and they can take over again and crush this country. That's it. If you're stupid enough to fall for that, oh, that in the neighborhood, we call that the overlay for the underlay. If you're stupid enough to fall for that, you know, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. You know, George Bush said, you can't get fooled again. Okay. If you stupid, gay, Fox News Trotskyites let these communists lull you to sleep, I know you're in on it. Because nobody's that stupid. Nobody's stupid enough to believe Bill Maher is actually changing the organizing principle of the communist ideology, which currently holds the reins of power in the Democrat Party. Nobody is stupid enough to believe that.
Fetterman.
Not buying it for one second. First of all, the man looks stupid. And he is kind of stupid. Okay, he's not an intellectual by any means. He's saying the most basic thing on the edges to ask him about the mass deportations. Somebody, tomorrow, please, you get a chance to ask Fetterman a question. Ask him about the mass deportations. How many? Give us a number. Don't tell me the fraudsters, Michelle Tafoya. I don't want to hear about deporting fraudsters. We don't want to deport the fraudsters. We want to deport every single foreign invader that came in under the Joe Biden administration, every last one of them, down to the small children, too. Yes, that includes the five-year-olds. Absolutely. Because if you cross the border in China with your five-year-old American child, they will take you out back and shoot you and everyone else in your family in the back of the head. Go ahead, cross the border there in Israel. Go ahead. Take a sabbatical. Take a Christian sabbatical. Wear your crosses. Wear your crosses and go in there and cross that border into Israel illegally. And let's see how that goes for you. Hell, go ahead and cross into Mexico illegally. Let's see how that goes for you. Isn't it funny? Isn't it ironic? Go ahead and cross over into Mexico illegally. Let's see how you're getting shot. You make a run on that border with your vehicle, they're shooting you dead. Only thing that goes into Mexico, only thing that gets smuggled into Mexico willfully would be the guns that our deep state gives the cartel to maintain the monopoly of the drug trade, which in turn ends up on your streets where your sons and daughters overdose from fentanyl sent to you by the Chinese Communist Party as payback for the opium wars from the British Empire. Welcome to the show. Congratulations. You live in a sick ecosystem of political corruption. Just corruption on corruption. And they send you a hi, I'm Michelle Tafoya. I spent 30 years as a sideline reporter in the NFL. I'm going to fight for your conservative values, I promise. One of which is the right to kill your unborn child. I've gone feral, people. You see how what they've done? They've took a guy who was rather reasonable and would pretty much talk to anybody about anything, and you've turned me feral. Because, I mean, you people are not courageous. You're not courageous one bit. You're cowardly. And I can't stand to be in your I can't stand to be in the same place, but I don't want to share the same air as you. I don't want to breathe the same oxygen as you. I don't want to be close enough to get your cowardly stench on me. Because I can smell it. That's the thing. It has an odor. Cowardice has an odor. It has an odor. I'm just telling you guys, man, come on. Seriously, what are we even talking about here? You give up your pro-life pillar and platform, you got nothing. You're going to rededicate the country to God? And as a what? Tribute? We're going to give up the pro-life pillar of the conservative Christian movement? You people are stupid. You deserve the wrath of God, and I don't want to stand next to you when the bolt of lightning strikes. This is beyond elections and politics. And I mean, it's not because it is elections and politics, but this even goes beyond politics. I mean, you boys better go read your scripture again and remember how God opened up the desert and swallowed Dathan and his whole clan whole after the Exodus in captivity there in Egypt. Swallowed them whole. You won't even get a fast death. I would see it how God would see fit to let you live out your life with the agony of contradiction, the painful agony and resent. Of contradiction, regret of contradiction, the weight of contradiction will crush you. And it's why some of you don't stand up straight anymore. The weight of contradiction has crushed you, literally, physically. The weight of contradiction has crushed you. You know an elder man with some integrity because they still stand up rather straight.
Oh, gravity pulls on everybody. Oh, yeah.
Okay. No. Gravity pulls on most because most men are wicked. Most men feared the light because their deeds were evil. They had no courage. They had no sacred honor. We are living in a country bereft of sacred honor, and maybe most of all, in the Minnesota Republican Party. Who have the audacity to read an invocation, pretend to be Christian, wave an Israeli flag in the name of Christ, and then endorse, condone, promote, subsidize a woman who's openly pro-choice. You people are disgusting, and you deserve to die under communist rule. And you know what's sad? You most likely will. And although it's a fit and just punishment, it still is very unfortunate and tragic. But I'm not going to hell with you. Sorry. It's been another Sunday night live here on the Alex Jones Network. Your host, Royce White. I'm here in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. We are full tilt against the Rhino establishment, not a single back step, because as I said during my convention speech, there is not a back step left to take. We are at the cliff's edge. Christians have been pushed to the cliff's edge here in this country and all around the world. And I may not be able to rally all the Christians to the front line like the late, great Charlie Kirk, but I can and I will hold the line by myself if need be, and I will go to my death lifting up the glory of our one Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who they called Yeshua. God bless you. Godspeed. We'll see you next weekend.
Tonight at midnight, Alex Jones was thrown out and locked out of his InfoWars studio along with his crew after the 8-year-long legal battle trying to shut him down and censor him. It's coming to a close, and liberal media are celebrating with headlines like this. The lights go out at Alex Jones InfoWars, and InfoWars.com, the domain name, now has a message that just says off air. But these people don't know anything about Alex Jones, because if you just go to AlexJonesLive.com, the website looks very similar to the old InfoWars website. And look at there! There is a live feed of his show, the Alex Jones Show, now just not using the InfoWars name, where he is continuing. It hasn't missed a beat. If you go to the Apple App Store and the Android App Store and search for AJN Live, you can download the new Alex Jones Live app, where you can still listen to his show streamed live on your phone. Or you can just find and follow Alex Jones on Twitter, X, where he still has 4.5 million followers, because despite the lawyer's attempts to try to take his personal account, they failed. And you can see there the live icon around his profile photo shows that he is live streaming the show there on repeat 24/7.
There is a war raging for the future of humanity. We have opened a new front at AlexJonesLive.com. They thought they could silence us. They thought they could drive us off the air. They failed. We are back, stronger, louder, unbroken. Find the feeds. Hear the broadcast. Share the signal.
alexjoneslive.com. The coordinates of freedom.